From the intersection of fermented and demented, it's Uncorked with David Wilson.
Wine bottles exist in a variety of shapes and sizes, but when it comes to wine, does size really matter? Find out more after this.
Hey, wine lovers. What if just about every conceivable wine gadget, gift item, and accessory was sitting right at your fingertips? What if there were literally thousands of them? A selection so mind-boggling that you could spend countless hours pondering and coveting. Welcome to the world of EpicStyle.com, the ultimate resource for wine accessories of every conceivable kind. Amazing gifts, products for special occasions, collectibles, and everything a wine aficionado could ever want. Seeing is believing at EpicStyle.com.
From the Piccolo or quarter bottle through the Melchizedek, a whopping 30 liters, there are over 20 sizes of wine bottles out there. Yet, unless you lead a champagne lifestyle and consume magnums in nightclubs just for fun, chances are it's the normal 75 milliliter bottle that you're accustomed to. Considering this size is the third smallest bottle around, it means there is an array of larger formats out there. Of course, a bigger bottle presents some challenges. How to suitably chill it? How long can you keep it once you've popped the cork? More importantly, do bigger formats improve or lessen the quality of what's inside? Well, when it comes to age-worthy wines, experts believe a larger bottle is better, as it slows the aging process and the wine develops more complexities. This is thanks to less air between the cork and the wine. Yet, while those large champagne bottles may look great for celebrations, there's every chance your fizz would have tasted better from a smaller bottle. You see, champagne has to be rebottled into a larger format, exposing those precious bubbles to air and oxidation. As always, there's no simple answer. I'm David Wilson, Uncorked.